Dobar dan svima, hvala vam na interesu za današnju pres konferenciju ili bolje reći izjave. Sa gospodinom Ramopulosom informirao sam ga o stanju migracijske krize u Republici Hrvatskoj, stanju u kampu Opatovac, odnosno našem prihvatnom centru, načinu na koji se to odvija i radi. Ono što je najvažnije iz naših razgovora je prije svega da smo mi dio Europske unije, da će komisija, odnosno Europska komisija sigurno suportirati, odnosno pomoć Republici Hrvatskoj u ovoj migracijskoj krizi. Za to postoje predviđeni fondovi koji će biti na raspolaganju Republici Hrvatskoj odmah. Isto tako nastavak suradnje i po meni ono što je najvažnije što smo zatražili, da nakon stabilizacije ove situacije Hrvatska je spremna nastaviti i sa dogovorenom relokacijom ljudi koji smo dogovorili na sastancima ministara unutarnjih poslova. To znači da unatoč krizi Hrvatska će svoj dio tereta preuzest. Također, naše upozorenja su prije svega da se stvar mora zaustaviti financijskom i svakom drugom podrškom izbjegličkim centrima koji se nalaze u Turskoj, Jordanu i Libanonu. Pri tome stroga kontrola granice između Grčke i Turske, u kojoj sudjeluje i hrvatska policija, a spremni smo i sa dodatnim snagama to suportirati. I ono što je po meni najbitnije, nakon cijele te procedure i uz pomoć Europske unije, Hrvatska ima izuzetno važnu ulogu u regiji. Znači, kao članica Europske unije na Zapadnom Balkanu želimo biti i vratit ćemo nazad u redovni dio naših pregovora upravo dobrosusjedske odnose, za koje smo zatražili da moraju biti iskreni i da nakon toga Hrvatska je spremna apsolutno pomoći i susjedima u onome dijelu posla koji oni moraju obaviti, pogotovo ako žele biti članice Europske unije. Evo, toliko s moje strane.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start by expressing my joy to be back in Zagreb, and also express my thanks to the first Deputy Prime Minister and my former colleague as Minister of Foreign Affairs at that time, Mrs. Pusic, and Deputy Prime Minister and good friend Ranko Ostojić, for their hospitality today. We had very fruitful discussions. The ongoing refugee crisis is affecting not just Croatia, Austria, Hungary, Greece, Italy or Germany. It is affecting Europe as a whole and requires a joint European response. I am really happy to report to you today on several constructive meetings here in Zagreb. As it was said before by Ranko, Croatia has a key role to play in addressing the refugee crisis in its immediate neighborhood and Western Balkan region. And I'm glad, really glad, to see evidence today of its willingness and commitment to do so. Croatia has experienced a significant influx of refugees in the last few weeks. Almost 120,000 people entered Croatia since September 16th. It's a big number. This once again demonstrates that passing on the refugee problem from one country to another or closing borders is not a solution. The only solution is a European joint approach in full spirit of solidarity and responsibility. Everyone, every country has to play its part. To address the current refugee crisis, we have exchanged on the measures that are or shall be fully implemented at all steps of the migratory route in the neighboring countries. In Turkey, Lebanon and Jordan, in Greece, in the Western Balkans, and of course in Croatia. I want to express my thanks to Croatia for the support it gives to the comprehensive policy put forward by the Commission. Europe has to get better organized to manage its borders, to welcome refugees, to improve return of irregular migrants. To support your country, an envelope of more than 70 million for the period 2014-2020 is available in dealing with its migration and security challenges, as well as 120 million euros to upgrade your infrastructure in order to comply with the Schengen rules. I have encouraged the ministers today to speed up the internal procedure to use these sources of funding as much as possible. EU funds should be used to develop the reception capacities and ensure that the reception conditions respect the dignity of the refugees and to reinforce the border control and foster return. Croatia should also not hesitate to mobilize EU instruments such as the civil protection mechanism or the deployment Frontex rapid border intervention teams or support teams. I repeat, if Croatia needs it, can have it. The Commission stands ready to deploy migration management support teams in hotspot areas to effectively identify, registering and fingerprinting all new arrivals. But it is up to Croatia to decide if they need help. The Frontex agency can support Croatia to face the large number of arrivals at its borders and ensure that those that do not want to apply for asylum will be returned. I cannot repeat enough that this refugee crisis can only be solved if we work together, both within the European Union and with our neighboring countries, not against each other. I encourage Croatia to intensify its dialogue with the Serbian authorities and other Western Balkan countries. We need continuous and constructive dialogues, not walls or fences. As you maybe know, we have two very important meetings ahead of us this week. The Home Affairs Council and the High-Level Conference on the Western Balkan Migratory Route in Luxembourg, both on Thursday. And right after this conference, I will leave to Italy for the very first relocation of Eritrean refugees to Sweden. I will also visit the hotspot in the island of Lampedusa. And I hope that next week we will also have the first relocation of Syrians from Greece to Luxembourg. Let me close by reiterating that the European Commission stands by Croatia in addressing this refugee crisis. But that we count on Croatia to take up its responsibility, both within the European Union and towards its Western Balkan neighbors. Let me finish by saying one word. Not only during these meetings, but throughout the last weeks that we are in an open, almost daily contact with the minister, I have found out that Croatia is fully committed to the basic principles of our policy on migration. And I would like to commend once again Croatia for what the country is doing under very difficult and pressing conditions in order to face this situation and do it with respect and dignity to the ones who are in need of international protection. Thank you very much for your attention.